Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
If you need to improve or practice the skills involved in speaking in English in order to reach some form of agreement or decision, then this podcast will be of interest to you. The podcast this week features an interview with Ekaterina and Lachesara from Bulgaria. Just a reminder to new visitors to Splendid Speaking that these interviews are carried out using Skype, and both Ekaterina and Lachesara joined me in Skype from Bulgaria. In this task, they both had to talk to each other about why certain people are important to society, and then decide which two people make the most valuable contributions to society as a whole. A link to photographs showing these people on the Cambridge ESOL website is available from Splendid Speaking. This task requires the speakers to show they can discuss, evaluate, express and justify opinions. As this is a collaborative task, they also need to show they can invite their partner to give opinions and ideas, listen and respond to their partner's views, and finally move the discussion towards a conclusion. There are two interviews for you to listen to this week, as Ekaterina and Lachesara had two attempts at the question. Before listening, look at the photos yourself and decide how you would approach this question. Then, as you listen to the two interviews, decide how well Ekaterina and Lachesara invited each other to contribute to the discussion. Also, make a note of how well they responded to questions, by saying more than, for example, "Yes, I agree," but offered examples of why they agree or disagree. Let's listen to Ekaterina and Lachesara.
Okay, one of the first things that catch my attention was the teacher, and in my opinion, teachers are really important for our society because they give the basic for everybody to, you know, to build up their personality and to become citizens, you know.
I see your point. They have a great role in our lives and definitely are important part. Okay.
They can really influence our personality and consequently the society.
And what about what about scientists? Do you think they are as important as teachers?
They really have a huge asset to our society. They're really a huge asset to our society, mainly because they may find new cures for new medicines for curing diseases. You know.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They hold in some way our future in their hands.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're really right. And it is in some way similar. The situation is somewhat it's somewhat similar with the doctors. They're again helping us to when we have health problems, and they're also we can't go without them.
Yeah, absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And what about football players? What do you think? In some way, they make countries popular, and a lot of countries are famous for their professional football teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's of course that's right, and also football is a really great passion, and it is entertaining for most of the people.
And, yes, it's widely spread.
Mm-hmm. And I also believe that it is good for the economic of the countries, you know. There are matches. Maybe they're not so closely connected the development of the society, as for example the politicians.
Oh yes, they have they are a very crucial part of the society. Yes, you're right, especially for especially when they just because they govern they govern countries and they decide what to do and how to do, how to cope with different problems and stuff like that.
They're our representatives and our guides in some way.
Okay. And how about soldiers?
Well, actually, I'm totally against the war, but good army is really important for a country, for many, for the people to feel safe in this country. How do you find it?
Well, I don't know, it's difficult to say, but definitely I think a country, it's very important a country to have a good army.
Now let's listen to the second interview.
So, to my eye, the person who catches my attention is the scientist, and I think he has very a great role in finding medicine and just the future of a country and the future of the people.
Yeah, of all the human beings, and I definitely agree with you. Science is really important nowadays, scientists. And in some way, similar to their job is the job of the doctors. We all know that when we got sick, we can't. Not everybody can heal themselves. And
Absolutely. Yes. Just.
And everybody is grateful to the doctor that they have helped him.
Yeah, they have profound the impact on our lives. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they're also important.
And what about teachers?
Well, of course, they are the first people, that and maybe these who have the most influence on the young people. So, and you know, and so on the society.
Yeah, they help us shape our personalities and have good behavior.
And in some way, they create the society. You know, they educate the young children. So. And the engineers are also really useful for society, for civilization. You know, they build our buildings, and we feel more comfortable in more beautiful buildings. So,
But don't you think that politicians have a greater impact on our society and just the way they take their responsibilities and cope with our problems?
Yeah, I do agree with you. They are they have a crucial role in the destiny of a nation. And but it's difficult to say which one of them is more important. But what about do you have any idea which one would be maybe the one of the most important people for society?
Well, yes. In my opinion, doctors are the people who should be honored. But and I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I tend to go along with you, but I'm still wondering between doctors and scientists. But okay, I agree with you on this.
And we need one more.
Well, I think about teachers or politicians, and what's your idea about this?
I think I'll go for a teacher. I don't know. I just like them. I don't know why.
Having in mind that the teachers are those who educate the politicians.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yes, that's a great point.
Yeah, they're in the core of everything.
So Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So can I have your two people you've chosen then?
They are the teacher and the doctor.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, I'm very pleased you chose the teacher. First of all, thank you to Ekaterina and Machisara for agreeing to be recorded. Why not comment on their talk at the Splendid Speaking website? Time for some feedback. In their first attempt, Ekaterina and Lachizara interacted with each other well and shared opinions. However, they failed to address the question of which two people are the most important. In speaking examinations, completion of the task may not always be essential, but students do need to show they are working towards a negotiated completion of the task. Ekaterina and Lachizara dealt with this issue far better in their second attempt at the interview. In both interviews, there were many examples of Ekaterina and Lachizara asking for each other's opinion. Here are just a few.
What about what about scientists? Do you think they're as important as teachers?
So, do you have any idea which one would be maybe the one of the most important people for society?
They also used a variety of expressions to show agreement. What's more, they both gave examples to back up their opinions. Again, here are just a couple of examples.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They hold in some way our future in their hands.
Yeah, that's of course, that's right. And also football, it's a really great passion. And
finally, in the second interview, Ekaterina and Lachizara made much more of an effort to work together to come to a decision, negotiating their way to a conclusion, as these extracts show.
So, do you have any idea which one would be maybe the one of the most important people for society?
Well, yes. In my opinion, doctors are the people who should be honored. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I tend to go along with you, but I'm still wondering between doctors and scientists. I agree with you.
And we need one more.
I think about teachers or politicians. Yeah, having in mind that the teachers are those who educate the politicians.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yes, that's a great point.
Now, with time running out, here are just a few sample corrections. Both Ekaterina and Lachizara had very good use of English. Lachizara tended to ask more questions, and Ekaterina, consequently, had more time at the microphone, which is no doubt why we have more mistakes from her.
Also, one of the first things that catch my attention was the teacher.
Not catch my attention, but of course caught my attention.
Mm-hmm. And I also believe that it is good for the economic of the countries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe that it is good for the economic of the countries, you know.
Not good for the economic of the country, but good for the economy of the country.
They decide what to do and how to do. They decide what to do and how to do.
Not how to do, but how to do it. I think Lachizada did go on to correct herself in the following sentence.
For the people to feel safe in this country, how do you find it? For the people to feel safe in this country, how do you find it?
Not how do you find it, but probably what do you think, or what's your opinion? Okay, that's the end of this week's podcast. It's bye from me, Pete Travis. Don't forget, come back soon for another episode from Splendid Speaking. Bye. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.